This is your me moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that there is power in making little decisions. We're wrapping up our series on what's holding you back, where we're taking a closer look at those thoughts that keep you from pursuing the life God has for you. Over the years, I've come to appreciate what's possible when I make little decisions or take smaller steps toward a larger goal. I used to think that in order to change something in my life, I had to go big. I would start strong, but would ultimately fall flat because I wasn't able to sustain so much change all at once. Nowadays, if I find myself in a rut and I'm desperate to get out, I start small. Sometimes shifting to a new path only requires a pivot, not a giant leap. And this is exactly the type of decision David was faced with when his men brought him a drink offering. One day, David expressed to three of his mightiest warriors that he was longing for a drink from a particular well in Bethlehem. Yet when he learned that his own men risked their lives to get this water for him, he completed the small act of pouring it all out on the ground. In that moment, he made a small decision to forego his flesh and offer the precious water to God. David's small decision led him to set a great example for his men and ultimately allowed him to go deeper with God. Are you still on the fence about that giant leap of faith you think you need to take? If so, no longer allow this mindset to hold you back and instead take a smaller step today. Tune into the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel and listen to my recent small decision that has me now on a new course. But before you do, remember these words: in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Proverbs 16:9. So today, think small.